Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation. With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio, with your host, Poetic Energy herself, bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the current and the waves live at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio. The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881. That's 917-932-8881. Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183. That's 1-877-218-1183.
Well, good afternoon, Detroit and all our global listeners. This is yet another hump day, and this is your hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. Well, we are definitely looking forward to having a great show today. You know how we do on this segment of the show. We just mix it up for you. We bring it jazzy. We bring it old school and a little bit of new school flavor. Of course, with some spoken word, for the show wouldn't be the show without spoken word. All right, and we definitely anticipating a special guest coming through here, Mr. Element 615, coming through to share some of his spoken word with us this afternoon. So we're going to get it off and popping here and, graciously await his arrival. Please forgive me today. I'm under the weather, but nevertheless, the show must go on. All you got to do is gargle and all of that good stuff. Do whatever you need to do to take care of your ailments. So that's what I'm doing. But nevertheless, let's get it off and pop them. We got some new artists who have sent in some of their spoken word CDs to the show to be played on air. And as you all know, that we have been for the past year, last year or so, we have been building a chart for the spoken word Billboard community. And we'll explain to you a little bit later about what we're doing with that. But here we go. We're going to play a little bit of spoken word for you, and we're going to go with Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Lover's Day. All right.
It is a special day. It is Lover's Day. From the first thought of you, it is a holiday to celebrate. It is Lover's Day. We share in the gift of breathing in each other. We give the gift of receiving love that is endearing and everlasting. Every moment I am with you is a special moment. When I'm away from you, I seek to make our next time together more special. It is Lover's Day, and love comes easy as God has blessed me with all his might to understand what you mean to me. No matter the season, the sun shines, heeding our special times. It is Lover's Holiday at midnight, at the break of dawn, and as the sun sets. It is Lover's Day. I need not to wait for a special day to be named so I can love you more. Each day I cherish the thought of loving you more. I call you lover on Lover's Day, which is every day. In the hours we work to provide shelter and nourishment, material world be a competition for others. Loving you is not a game, never a burden. I've been blessed to be with you, my love, on Lover's Day. In the real, you and I walk and talk and share our fears and glory. We are holding hands, and years after our young days have turned into mature days. It is Lover's Day. As I close my eyes in the evening, it turns into Lover's Night. In my deepest sleep, I see you and me are making love after we have made love. As we awake, I see a new day. We find a present from each other. It's love. It's another Lover's Day.
All right, Detroit and our global listeners, welcome back. Welcome back. You're tuned into the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time here on this hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. That was Mr. Alvin Lloyd Horn with Lover's Day. All right, we're going to keep it going here, and we are going to play another new artist who have sent in some spoken word to the show, and we're going to take it here with Miss Essence. All right, this is her piece entitled Deeper. Check it out, Detroit.
I'm deeper, much deeper, inside this man king that you are, and I sing deeper and deeper inside this love that breaks my heart, and I drown deeper and deeper inside this erotic pool of you, and I fall deeper and deeper. I don't even know what to do with you. I go deeper, much deeper, inside this burning of your flame, and I slip deeper and deeper every time I hear your name, and I drop deeper and deeper, still loving all of my thoughts of you, as I fall deeper and deeper, remembering the first time I saw you. I'm dipping deeper and deeper inside your fondness. You are fondness, and I get deeper and deeper. I can't keep calmness. I'm beyond this. It's just deeper and deeper. When I think of how much love you show for me, and I fall deeper and deeper, hoping you'll never let go of me, I swim deeper and deeper inside your massive brute appeal, and I plunge deeper and deeper in all these emotions you make me feel as we close deeper, much deeper. But then no time goes quite the same, and I fall deeper and deeper, remembering the first time you called my name. I tug deeper and deeper when I feel you here right next to me. I slither deeper and deeper towards your ray of light to a better she. And I flood deeper and deeper into these sweet dreams I have of you, as I fall deeper and deeper. That's why I keep coming right back to you, because I think deeper, much deeper. Sometimes I just don't understand. I ponder deeper and deeper. Every time I feel your hands, I wander deeper, more deeper than I had ever done before. So I fall deeper and deeper, and then I thirst for this much more. I fall deeper and deeper.
All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network Station. And this is our hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix with your host, Miss Poetic Energy. And that was Miss Essence with her piece entitled Deeper, all the way from the Atlanta, Georgia area. Thank you, Miss Essence, for sending that track in to the show. We certainly appreciate you. All right, we definitely are looking forward to our guest appearance today. We have Mr. Element 615 all the way from Austin, Texas, coming on through. So we are highly anticipating his arrival. But we got to keep it going here and definitely let you guys know how much you're loved here on the Poetic Energy Network Stations. We love our spoken word artists, all of our indie artists out there. Because if no one supports you, we will. All right, we definitely want to keep it going here. We have Mr. Autonomous, you know, and I hate it if I, I'm sorry if I chopped up your name, but we'll get it together here with his track entitled Just Chillin'.
Just chill, baby. Let the vibes get you high.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. All right, that was Adam's Tech Natural with Just Chilling. All right, we had to get that correction there. All right, but we love you. We love you, even though we chopped up your name. We love you. All right, we're going to keep the show going. And as I promised, I was going to share with you our charts, our top 10 chart ranking artists. And it's going to be changing next week, so pay very, very close attention. I'm just going to give you the rundown of the top 10 radio ranking artists. And this comes from, you know, in conjunction with a couple of other radio shows working with me throughout the last year, helping me with this ranking. But it is going to be changing next week. So if you hear your name, get excited. We have in the number one spot on the spoken word Billboard charts is Mr. Kyrie Toure with his piece entitled Beast. So I know you guys know who he is. He's all the way from the California area, so he's at the number one of the spoken word Billboard charts. Then next to the number two spot is Miss Bessie Hughes with her individual piece, I Love Her, all the way from the Atlanta, Georgia area. Then in the number three spot is Miss The Oracle with her Luna Love Affair, all the way from Hollywood, California. Then in the number four spot, we have Mr. Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I, repping the Michigan area. Then in the number five spot, we have Mr. Urban Voodoo from the California area with Lights, Camera, and Action. All right, let's keep the charts going. And then holding the number six spot is Ms. Alicia Bolden with her Dark Skin Anthem, repping the North Carolina area. And this person you all know holding the number seven spot is Ms. Jill Scott with her Woman Fiesta. And holding the number eight spot is Mr. Larry F. Words with Poetic Love, and he's all the way from the Washington, D.C. area. Number nine spot, Misunderstood with Dance With Me, holding that number nine spot. And number 10 is Miss Audrey Michelle with The Last Beautiful. And that's our top 10 radio ranking artists. So keep that in mind, you guys. Next week, the charts will be updated and changing. And congratulations to all of those who made it in the top 10. And we have a slew of you who have made it in the top 200 videos, but we're not going to call those off today. But we certainly, let me call off the top 10. Number one is Mr. Kyrie Toure, again holding the top 10 global artist video spots, with his piece Beast. Number two spot, Mr. Floyd Boykin with Close to Me, holding that spot on the top video spots. And then the Mad Poet with Open Your Eyes. And number three spot and number four is Gil Scott, the man Gil Scott, who is not here with us, is long gone, but his legacy will be forever remembered. And his piece was Almost Lost Detroit. And number five, Mr. Urban Voodoo with the Lights, Camera, Action. All right. And number six, Mr. Hakeem with Who Am I? Number seven spot was The Deadbeat with The Spoken Word. And number eight spot is Poetic Energy with I Honor. And number nine spot is Jessica Karen Moore with Black Statues of Liberty. All right. And then number 10 spot is Mr. Alvin Lloyd Hall with The Lonely Sun. Okay, we're going to do for the top 200 global artists. We can't put it all out there, but, you know, it is what it is, and congratulations, people. All right, let's keep the show going here. We're still waiting for our special guest to come through and grace the show, Mr. Element 615, all the way from the Austin, Texas area, who happens to be touring in Michigan this week. So we definitely highly anticipate his arrival. But nevertheless, we're going to keep it going here and play a little bit more music, then answer some phone lines for you. Now, you know we got to mix it all up. We said this is an hour of spoken word, and and you know, of course, some old school and some new school, and some of that jazz for you. So we're gonna play a little bit of music and then get you get some calls in here. So let's take it a little bit of old school, and you know, for the love of you all out there, I'm gonna love you just a little. I'm sorry, I've got so much to give with Mr. Barry White. All right, Detroit.
Don't do that. Baby, please don't do that. What are you crying for? Is it because you're sad or mad or feel inside of us that everything we have is only here for today. But every now and then, two people get lucky and find a certain thing that makes them want to just keep it that way. You to feel that you have to go through these changes, baby. No way. No way. I know that our life is different. Our lives will be different. Trust me, baby. Believe me, baby. find a certain thing, a certain feeling, that lets two people express themselves as they feel. Let your love flow in silence. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of it.
Welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. This is the Poetic Energy Network Station, and I am your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. And this is our hour of the spoken word billboard and afternoon radio mix. All right, that was Mr. Berry, right, with I've Got So Much to Give. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and we are still waiting for Mr. Element 615 all the way from the Austin, Texas area to come on through. So until that time, we are going to mix it up a little bit more with some more spoken word for y'all. And this is one of the show favorites here, Mr. Hakeem Crampton with Who Am I? So check it out, Detroit. Some of you know him and some of you don't, but please get acquainted.
Who am I? I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am that soul in search of the proof of the universe.
Who am I?
Yet I am that discovery.
Who am I?
I am that infinite eternity.
Who am I?
I am the gift of the breath of life.
Who am I?
I am the fluidic master of the season.
Who am I?
I am the one that shines bright over the earth. I rise in the east, and yet I never set. I am the birth of existence. I am the ushering in of civilization. I am the rise of armies, and yet I never fall. I am the empire of generations.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am the rivers of life.
Who am I?
I am the rainfall of life.
Who am I?
The pedigree of life descends from me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the all of the universe that it can contain.
Who am I?
I am the matrix, and he who writes the matrix. I am the eternal past. I am the now and the beginning. I am that time that never ceases. I move rapidly through the universe at the speed of light. Before there was light, I traveled swiftly. My life is the origin. I am the source. The vegetation is the seed that descends from my pedigree.
Who am I?
The universe writes my history.
Who am I?
Through the signs and symbols of the stars.
Who am I?
Casting signs and miracles to those of us that study me. There is a science based upon me.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am that infinite possibility.
Who am I?
I am the discovered one.
Who am I?
I am that neo light.
Who am I?
That never dims.
Who am I?
The moon borrows its glow from my existence.
Who am I?
I have been courted by the galaxy.
Who am I?
I am the nearest star and yet I am that universe beyond.
Who am I?
I am the source.
Who am I?
Of the seed of life.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am
the life germ that grows.
Who am
grows
I?
Under my spell.
Who am I?
Who am I? Am the season of time and nature.
Who am I?
I am the wind over the sea.
Who am I? Who am I?
I am the hurricane in the ocean.
Who am I?
I am the tornado over the land.
Who am I?
And yet I am the breeze that comforts.
Who am I?
I am the grass that grows.
Who am I?
I am the cornfield.
Who am I?
I am the smile of the farmer.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am that eternal one. Yet I am not that one who has created myself.
Who am I?
For that is the eternal one of the one.
Who am I?
He is the reason for existence. And yet I am his servant.
Who am I? Who am I? Who am I?
I am not that one that is trapped inside his soul. I have been freed in existence since the very beginning of my origin. I am the one.
All right, welcome back, Detroit, and all our global listeners. That was Mr. Hakeem Crafton all the way from the Michigan area. All right, with Who Am I? All right. I'm going to keep the show going. We are still waiting on Mr. Element 615 to grace our show this afternoon. We're hoping that everything is okay with him. But nevertheless, we're going to keep the show going here. And we're going to get some more spoken word in here for you. We're going to include Miss Jazzy Sedelic all the way from Tennessee with her piece entitled You Again. All right, Detroit.
Baby, stop for a minute. Hey, baby, I was wondering, you've been like a light understanding of my mind now. I was wondering, do you want to take a trip around the city? You know, I can do anything you want, baby, you know, to feel your calm.
I'm grieving the depth of myself, so I mourn. Never wanted to be a woman scorned. Love, hate, I'm torn. The veil of loneliness I've worn. Because most men are either in jail, on dope, or eating dog food. So most women fail, lose hope, or play the fool. I'm sick of hurting from body aches and mental scrapes. Push beaten and bruised, underestimated, tested, and used. That's not the life I choose. Resilience has made me stronger. Let the bullshit live no longer. For the answer, I hunger. Feed me. Feed me till I'm full and can't stand it. The truth, I demand it. I don't want to sugarcoat it or dip in deception. Hold the assumption. Serve it on a plate of reflection. Self-reflection, dispose of false perception. I perceive that you played the role. No applaud, but you can take a bow. So you wanted me, just not right now. And while you were feeling me, and I was feeling you, flaws and all, but you were only feeling my inside walls. I'm tired of the infatuation and lust. Whatever happened to intimacy and trust? I want a real man, I deserve this. Because my realness makes the fake ones nervous. I pray for a soulmate to the powers that be. That's why I'm holding on so patiently. I guess there's circumstances that keeps us apart. Separation anxiety, it gets so hard. I believe in love, so I keep the faith. I believe in happiness, so
hey, baby,
worth the wait.
I was wondering,
I believe in happiness, so worth the wait.
I was wondering,
our global listeners, thank you for tuning in to the Poetic Energy Network. With none other than Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. And this is our hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. And that was Miss Jazzy Sedelic with You Again. All right, we're going to keep it up like we said. We're going to mix it up for you, Detroit, and all our global listeners. We're going to put a little bit of music in there, you know, for you, for your listening. And I think I'm going to take it. All right, with some jazz for you. How about that? This is Mr. Yancey with We'll Be Together. Thank you. All right, Detroit and all our global listeners, welcome back to the Poetic Energy Network station with your host, Miss Poetic Energy, bringing it to you live in the afternoon time. Just want to quickly say very well to all of you. Thanks for hanging out with me during this hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. And you were just listening to Mr. Yancey, great sax musician in the Michigan area with We'll Be Together. All right, we're going to keep the show going, and we're still waiting on Mr. Element 615 to roll on through all the way from the Austin, Texas area. But we still have your time, but we're just going to keep it rolling up in the mix. And just quickly want to say, if any of you are on the air that's hanging out with me on the switchboard, if you want to say a few words, go ahead, and I will select option one, and I will definitely pick up the line and let you speak. All right, someone just raised their hand. All right, caller from the 216 area code, you are on the air with Miss Poetic. Who do we have hanging out with us this afternoon? Caller from the 216. All right, we have more than one. Your first exchange is 385. It's two people from the 216 holding on the line. You're 216-385. All right. Well, we're going to keep the show going here. Let's see. You know, maybe they'll come back. All right. They're back. Caller from the 216 area code, you are on the air with Ms. Poetic E. Who do we have on the air with us this afternoon?
Yes, this is Nate Dizzle, caller from Cleveland.
Hey, Nate. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You just calling in in support of the show this afternoon?
Yes, I am. I have a new piece that I think you'll like.
Oh, well, great. I guess we have time to let you spit. Usually this is the hour where we just play the music and then that keeps the spoken word artists in rotation. But since you so graciously came through, I'm going to let you do what you normally do.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You have the floor.
Okay, this is called A Corrupt Town. Corruption at its best starts at the head. Let me pull back the covers on our local leaders and show you the bullshit they feed us. Never mind the degree you're taxing your mind for. It's bribes, cash gifts, and being in their clique that opens doors in this town. That old saying, do as I say and not as I do, is their philosophy on how to screw the working man out of his money. I'm no dummy, nor am I illiterate, and quite frankly, I'm sick of this shit. You show up to pay your ticket, you know, regular honest Joe. Well, little did Joe know that he had to pay the court cost of $140 plus the ticket. Joe say, but I didn't go to court. The wicked system says, well, whether you go to court or not, you still pay $140 court cost plus your ticket. Joe says, I'm fresh out the joint and I only have cash. She says, go to room number two. The clerk will know what to do. Paying in cash means no point on your license. Do you get my point, Mr. Fresh Out the Joint? Then the other sand Negro comes to town, and we all know how he gets down. He accepts the ghetto American Express card, food stamps paid by taxpayers who work hard. Uncle Sam wreaks havoc overseas and gives the sand Negro the green light to fleece my pocket and yours, and even tax us on food and gas. This food stamp card can buy Newports, wine, liquor, and even cars, make the have-nots in society feel like hood stars. The sand Negro can sell synthetic weed over the counter at any store or gas station. These things I see. I'm trying to make you aware of the situation. Leaders that got their hand in the cookie jar, except for it's not a jar, it's our pockets, and they want to see how deep they go. Just where the exploitation stops, no one knows. Uncle Sam tells the sand Negro, the Chinaman, the Indian man, and every foreigner that moves here, do what you got to do, and you're to set up shop in the hood, because these American Negroes, well, quite frankly, they're hustlers, and they paint the picture that we all up to no good. These foreigners say, okay, Uncle Sam, very well, understood. That's why you don't see them set up shop in the white man's neighborhood. That's my piece.
All right, Nate Dizzle! All right! Now, you know you have to come through with our Thursday night open mic on tomorrow night and share that piece again with us.
Oh, I will. I will. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling me and my dear brother with sharing that piece with us. And we always appreciate you when you come through.
Thank you. I appreciate you, too. I love your show.
All right. We love you back. All right, that was Mr. Nate Dizzle. Nate Dizzle, very quickly, share with the listening audience where to reach out and touch you at.
You can hit me up on Facebook. I'm Nate Smith, handsome dude with the white polo shirt with the clear glasses.
All right. All right, you got it in. You heard it, Mr. Nate Dizzle. All right, I see that our special guest has arrived, so we're going to mute you, Nate, and then thank you again, my dear brother, and have our very special guests join us on the air.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Element 615. Welcome to the Poetic Energy Network Station. We are glad to have you here.
Likewise. I'm glad I woke up. I don't know what it was, but today I caught some kind of sleep tapeworm. And it was on me. I was like, I jumped up and I was like, oh my God, this is not acceptable. I gotta keep it going.
Well, that's just your body probably telling you need a little bit of rest, but you know, and once you get that rest in, you can keep it moving and going.
Oh yeah.
All right. So I understand you're touring the nation right now, so tell us a little bit about what's going on with you and what you're doing out there to impact the spoken word industry.
Okay, well, what I'm on right now is what I call the Singularity Tour, which is a tour of about 35 states and Vancouver. And I decided on the tour about a year and a half ago. I just, as far as poetry is concerned, I've always been an avid lover of poetry. I've always been a part of the community wherever I've lived. And I've been in Austin for quite some time, helping other poets whenever I can, trying to be as impactful as possible, trying to do a lot for poetry in my community, support the venues, keep them going. And some time ago, it was brought to my attention that I spend too much time in the background, that I need to get out there and commit to my craft on a personal level. And I made the decision to complete my first CD and book, and my first full-length CD and book, and I mapped out about 32 states. It was actually 20. Then I decided I wanted to do 32. Then eventually three more got added on, and I've just been traveling from state to state, not just to read poetry, but to actually, when you travel, you kind of get inside yourself a little bit in a good way. You get to face yourself in ways you really weren't doing at home because you were comfortable and complacent in a sense. And I've been meeting and talking with other poets, interesting people along the way. You have no idea. And I've been expanded, it feels like. And I feel like I've left a positive impact on the people that I've met as I travel along. And when I get back, I want it to be proof that none of my other poets have any excuses left, that they can do the same thing that I'm doing. Even if not a tour, then whatever it is in front of you that you deemed impossible or unable to do, if I can do this by myself without a big tour bus with my big face on it, then pretty much you can do anything in front of you.
Absolutely. You know, I'm glad you point that out because so many artists wish to be in your shoes doing what you're doing now, but they just don't, have the motivation that they're afraid, and then they just don't have that tenacity to just kind of reach forward and go after what they really want. tell our listening audience, how did you bring yourself to a point to say, look, I am going to just get out there and get the tour with doing spoken word? Because, you know, if a lot of people will say there's not a lot of money to be made in the spoken word, arena. So kind of tell the listening audience very quickly how you brought yourself to the point where you are today.
Well, the thing is, a friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, she brought it to my attention. I was at a job. I'm a huge nerd, so I was blessed at a job at a video game company at Blizzard Entertainment at the Austin location, and I loved working there. I was in training for a few weeks, and, you know, every job I've ever had, I've had this voice in the back of my head saying, this is not where you're supposed to be. You're not where you need to be. This is, you need to move. You need to, like if you're standing in the street and a friend's trying to tell you to get out of the street and you can't hear them, and the voice has gotten louder every job I've ever had, almost every job I've ever had, and I failed the final test out of training at Blizzard, and it hurt me because I was helping other people prepare for the test. The material I knew because there were people asking me for help on the questions that I had failed. And my friend told me it was a sign that I needed to take it upon myself to commit, finish the album, finish the book, and just get out there. Just get out there until I come back and just start all over from there. And I decided that, aside from the goals that I had mentioned earlier, to have enough money saved up from this tour to come back, get my own house, you know, with room for my kids when I have time with them, and basically commit to being more of an artist than I ever have. As poets, we love doing it at the spots we go to, but it's very rare that a poet will take it upon themselves to commit to it on the level of making it a career. You know, making it something they do when they're not at work, when they're not taking care of their kids, when they're not at home cooking or whatever. It's something you do just to get out of the world that you're in. It's rare that a lot of us use this to create a new world, and not even to say become something different, because with any art form, it's not about becoming someone new. It's about being more of yourself than you ever have been. And that's the challenge that I think a lot of us as poets need to accept, because we're a very underrated art form. And I believe we are very. A lot of us need to commit to it, not for the sake of giving to the world, but for the sake of ourselves. Because when you take something from inside of you and you decide this is who I am no matter what, no matter what you say, it expands you. That courage, it develops you as a human being.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. You said one key word is commitment, that it involves commitment. If you want to really change your life and change your path and use your craft for something much more than just, you know, exchanging the words and make it more meaningful, you have to put a commitment behind, getting yourself out there and doing what it is that you say that you're passionate about, and not for just the sake of, like you said, reading or things of that nature, but just for yourself, because this is something that you're passionate about. All right. I want to give you an opportunity to share, if you will, a piece of yours, for those who don't know or are not familiar with your work. Yeah, I know many are familiar with you, but you have a moment to share just a quick piece with us?
I do. Okay, this one is the title track from my first full-length CD. It's called In a Minute. It's, let me see here. All right, I'll go ahead and run it for you.
Okay.
All right. I live my life from paycheck to paycheck, so in exchange for the services rendered, I get the next day. It means I'm barely able to pay the bills. And no matter how many tomorrows I get, they go so fast that before the check comes, the money is spent. And all I have left to show for it is a kitchen drawer full of yesterdays that I can do nothing with. I have applied for assistance, but I only get help sporadically. It prompts me to stop asking. I gave up on waiting for someone who breathes, someone who bleeds, someone who will fail, just like I do. I gave up on waiting for someone else's light to guide me out. I've never been one for waiting anyway. decided that since I'm on borrowed time, I better live this life now before someone comes back around asking for the money. I need to live like the money's here instead of writing a check I can't be sure I can cash because I'm still kind of sore from the last time I found out I was wrong. So from now on, all bets are off, and nothing is anything anymore. But if you need to know anything about me, then know this. I come from a place of not many but few. I come from a place of no better than you, and that is the last part of this poem that will rhyme. I will no longer write to recreate what you see when you do take notes, because when I ask you, then you tell me, I have no idea what you're talking about. From now on, I will live my life behind blue bars in a white cell, waiting to receive a temporary pardon every time I push out a real piece. Give you some soul food as opposed to some knee-jerk chicken. From now on, I am the third word in a sentence of 16, and I cannot if you forgive me. Just don't let the thought perish. I will give a care. I'll keep some mommy in case you need one. And if I find out I know more than you, then I will see to it we're an even keel before our time together is done. And I no longer wait for someone to love me. Because when you think about it, if you don't love yourself enough to be happy being alone, you've been cheating on yourself with everyone you thought you were giving your heart to, and I'm done being an adulterer. I will live my life as a slave to the idea of my own freedom, wearing the whelps on my back with pride. So if you have to know anything about me, then look at yourself. Because some of me and all of you and vice versa. I will pay what I owe for what I have done. And when my time is nigh, when the check comes, the check will be in cash, not credit. Don't ask me for anything other than nothing in 5 seconds from now, because that is all that I have. Do not ask me about tomorrow or further. I have no future. I've already lived it. Out of all that I have left, I've got the past, and Lord knows I've got enough trouble letting that go. So out of all that I have left, what I have, what I know that I have, is today. Today works.
Wow. Powerful. Yeah, indeed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing that piece with our listening audience. Just, you know, a strong message in that piece, and we certainly appreciate you sharing that with us. We only have one more minute. I wish that we had more time with you. We'll definitely have to get you back on air sometime in the near future. quickly share with our listening audience how to reach out and touch you, and then purchase your product, and let us know what those things are.
Well, my CDs can be purchased at element615.bandcamp.com. I'm on Facebook if you look up element615, and I'll be in Detroit for the rest of the week just enjoying the city, whatever poetry spot I can get to. And on the 3rd of March, I will be at the Peaceful Poetic Place, hosted by a very amazing person, my very, very, very good friend, Miss Latasha Beautiful Thought, and I'll be performing with a number of great artists. It'll be at the Love of Christ Christian Center, 19185 Wyoming, Detroit. And last, you can find out more at mybeautifulthoughts.com or visit me on Facebook at element615. Last but not least, I also like to send a special shout out to two very good friends of mine. My friend William Worthy at TryGodTees.com, and my very good friend Sparrow, who I've just recently met, who is an awesome man as far as Detroit poetry and as far as being a great human being is concerned.
All right. Wonderful shout out. And you know, please make sure you reach out and touch Mr. Element 615. He does have a fan page on Facebook. Make sure you go and like that and support his music. And remember, on March 3rd, he will be at the Peaceful Poetic Place with Miss Natasha Beautiful at the Love of Christ Christian Center.
Mm-hmm.
And do you happen to have an address? Here we go. 19185 Wyoming in Detroit, Michigan. So that will be March 3rd between 6:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. Make sure you go out and support this lovely sister and this brilliant, brilliant brother. We so thank you very much, Mr. Element, for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us here on the Poetic Energy Network station. You certainly are welcome to return.
Thank you very much. I look forward to coming back whenever you have time for me.
Yes, and we definitely are sending out an invitation, especially to you, for a special event we have coming up at the end of the year. Hopefully your schedule will permit for you to be here with us, and we'll definitely, once we get all the kinks out, we will definitely get the information to you.
All right, I appreciate it, and thank you again for the opportunity.
All righty. That was Mr. Element 615 all the way from the Austin, Texas area, touring the world with his renowned spoken word artist pieces. You know, he just read this wonderful piece that was just awesome. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to the whole thing, you definitely can check it out in the archive. And we want to say thank you again to him for, you know, coming on to the show and just being truly a blessing to the show. And it's not very much, you know, where we get a lot of artists out there that's really leaping, taking a leap of faith and just really, you know, putting their all into their craft. So we definitely commend him for doing that. We'd like to thank, you know, Mr. Dizzle for stopping through and making a quick appearance himself representing the Ohio area, which happened to also be our Battle of the States winner here on the Poetic Energy Network station. So we certainly appreciate everyone that tuned in and listened in, and we saw you hanging out with us on the switchboard. Again, we love you. We appreciate you. Please remember that we have Thursday night open mic on tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's the same call-in number and the same host, and my co-host, Mr. CVG, will be holding it down with me. But we certainly appreciate you, Detroit, and all our global listeners for tuning in to this hour of the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix. Next week, we will be announcing the new charts for next week. We read off the charts for this week, so definitely make sure you tune in for next week to get who's next, who's making our charts here on the Spoken Word Billboard and Afternoon Radio Mix on the Poetic Energy Network station. We'd like to say love you much and enjoy the rest of your afternoon, Detroit, and all our global listeners. Peace. All right, we're going to take it out a little bit jazzy here. Let's put some Mr. Raheem Devon up in here, you know, because, you know, I'm feeling it at the moment right now. You know, it's just all good. And we just love all the artists that were played into rotation today, and keep it coming, Detroit. You know, make sure you keep your tracks coming to PimpsProducers@live.com, and we'll make sure you put into rotation. All right. With that being said, Raheem Devon with you. God bless you.